This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witts. Welcome. It's morning devotion. Sometimes you hear people talking about stress and burnout or emotional burnout, but what are they talking about? Well, long-term stress is an exhausting thing, can have a terrible impact on your day-to-day life. A life turns sour and dark, and you don't enjoy doing things. Well, I think that best describes burnout, too much stress over a long period of time. It's exhaustion in its purest form, physical, mental, emotional exhaustion. When you're in burnout, you've got nothing left. You're in a modern-day survival mode when life is happening to you. And you can feel exhausted, you can feel a lack of motivation, and there is even that sense that you can't focus, you can't concentrate on tasks, you feel empty, and there's no passion or drive in your life. And you can actually find that you withdraw from your family or from co-workers and friends. And when you've reached that point of burnout, you can feel like life's been sucked out of you. You're no longer capable of caring about what's important or making any effort to stay motivated. A very complex matter. I think it's important to keep open the lines of communication with those people that matter to you, people that you respect. After all, you're not really alone, you know. There's something else that's quite strange. It's this mistaken idea I've heard where people say it's better to burn out than rust out. There's this badge of honour that comes with exhaustion. You work 60 to 80 hours a week? Well, people will be impressed. You're so busy that you forgot to eat lunch today. Wow. People seem to be impressed. So we've been taught in our societies to admire this burnout way of life. But it's not really a good thing, because when you get stressed out, your brain gets stressed out. Too much stress has this negative impact on your brain's ability to function at a high capacity. And studies have been taken and shown that children with high levels of stress have a decreased ability to learn in school. And the same thing is true for adults. Rick Warren says that people burn out because they try to control everything themselves. And he's right. He calls it the Atlas syndrome, where you live as if the whole world rests on your shoulders. Well, let me say it doesn't. You can't live like that. You can feel as if everything depends on you, but you can't be the general manager of the whole world. And God is the only one that can do that. You're not God. So if you continue like that, you're actually setting yourself up for burnout. When you try to be the general manager or the CEO of the universe, I found a very helpful quote from John Wesley, who helped start the Methodist Church, and he was a very busy man. He said, "Though I'm always in haste, I'm never in a hurry because I never undertake more work than I can go through with calmness of spirit." And that's a great thought. Why do we rush life thinking that everything depends on us, or take on more responsibilities than we should? King David wrote Psalm 40 that you could have a look at in the Old Testament at a very difficult time of his life. He was emotionally burned out. His son was rebellious, and Psalm 40 are words of anguish. "Lord," he said, "you listened, and you pulled me out from a lonely pit full of mud and mire. You let me stand on a rock, and my feet are firm. You gave me a new song, a song of praise to you." Well, at that time in his life, King David, he was in a mess. And I think we all face times when it's hard to carry on. The stresses of life can be difficult, emotional burnout. We isolate ourselves. We think we're alone. No one cares. And so this great character of the Bible, David, was facing one of the darkest moments of his life. And I think this was worse than what Saul was doing to him, because this was coming from his son. And David loved his son. And one of the things that David learned throughout his life was that he could count on God. You notice that God didn't remove him or shield him from the problems, but God was there to help him. And David learned that one word, patience. He waited patiently on the Lord to help him. And when we are hurting, we can cry out to God because God hears us. David had gone from the depths of despair, and from this pit, he calls it, to the heights of joy. So instead of feeling burned out, God was able to give David a new song. And you know what? He can do the same for you. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can go from burnout to a sense of joy. It is possible, Lord, as we trust in you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.